Yeah, my name's John Daniels. I enlisted in Los Angeles, California in 1940, early spring, and was at Pearl Harbor when the war started. And I was at the submarine base, me and another gentleman by the name of Bill Denny and Robert Simpson. Robert Simpson, he broke his foot, so he had to go in the hospital, and he didn't go aboard the destroyer. Well, I was out, just come out of the mess hall, and was talking to some Marines that were getting ready to put the flag up. And just about that time, here they come right over the submarine base. It's like they knew where they were going. And hit old Battleship Row over there, and I could see the whole thing just as clear. And it's one thing that put me in the Naval Hospital, I think. But the doctors don't seem to want to agree. Then from there, I got working on the oil skimmer, the Juicy Lucy. Was skimming oil out of the bay, and it was assisting divers going down and seeing what was wrong. Then about that time, I got called up and got transferred to the USS Reed. We made a couple trips to Frisco, San Francisco. Then when we come back the second time, we're underway for Aleutians. And we got in Aleutians and we chased them Japs around, sank a submarine. And one thing I'd like to say about our commanding officer, I believe he deserves a medal. I can't recall his name. It was in Pullen or McMahoney. I believe it was Pullen, because he stopped that ship in the water, not knowing if there was another submarine or anything out there. We put a boat in the water, went out and retrieved whatever Japs we could. And I'll say he was a very courageous man for doing such, because he was a humanitarian, you know. Looked after life first, brought them aboard, and they got very good treatment. You can't say anything what happened to them Japs. And so we made the whole trip down through the South Pacific, Guadalcanal. Then we went what they call MacArthur's Navy. We got over in New Guinea and around there, and Biak, over through New Britain and New Georgia and Manus Island. And so we got our orders to go back to Pearl. So we went back to Pearl, and I got transferred, went to Newport, Rhode Island. And after that, when I come out of school, they had so many torpedomen graduating that they put us in a shore patrol group. And I got sent to Manila. The rest of the Navy was out there doing their thing and going up through the chain of islands towards Japan. And so when they decided about the A-bomb, I never knew what an A-bomb was, young kid like me. And so the next thing you know, Harry Truman puts out an order, if you got X number of points, you can go back to the United States. So then when I got back to San Diego, he puts out another order. If you got number of points, you can be discharged. So he wiped 1 year off my enlistment. I thank him kindly. But as I look back over my career, sometimes I wish I'd have stayed in that Navy. I know a lot of people that had retired and come to work in the Long Beach Naval Shipyard. They were all right. Ex-chiefs, first class, they did a good job. Right. They're to be commended. So they got maybe a couple $100, but what the hell is a couple $100 if you can't, you know, get more credit than that? And I feel sorry for these guys and over in Iraq and them places. I don't think they're going to get a damn thing from the United States. strength. They owe the servicemen a great deal. Right. These young fellas coming up, they don't want no part of it or this or that. They just want to do their thing and listen to all that crazy music. So that's my story, and I'm stuck with it. And I thank you for the opportunity to speaking to you. My name's John Daniels. I'm from Los Angeles, California.